The major theme of Parshas Bo, the end, three Makos, and clearly Yetziat Mitzrayim, we've been waiting for all these Parshios, Shmos, Va'era, we finally reached the climax of mitzvos we have throughout our lives, after Yetziat Mitzrayim, remembering the exodus of Egypt. It is one of the most paramount events in Jewish history. I'd like to focus in on two psukim that describe Klal Yisrael leaving Egypt. When source 1a, the children of Israel journey from Ramses, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Lamed Zayin rather, from Ramses to Sukkot, about 600,000 men on foot aside from children, with some mixed multitude went up with them, and flock and cattle, very much livestock. They baked the dough they took out of Egypt into unleavened cakes. We've spoken about that pasuk in the past. And then the pasuk Mem tells us the habitation of the children of Israel during which they dwelled in Egypt was 430 years. Pasuk 41. Here's the key pasuk for us today. It was at the end of 430 years. It was on that very day, Vayhi Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, on that very day, that all the legions of Hashem left the land of Egypt. The Hebrew word is Vayhi Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Yatzu. Called Sivot Hashem, the legions of Hashem, the army of Hashem, Meretz Yisrael. Lel Shimurim, it's a night of anticipation. And then a number of psukim later, around 10 psukim later, Pasuk Nun Aleph 51, it happened on that very day, a repetition, Vayhi Ba'etzem Hayom Hazeh, almost word for word, Hotzi Hashem Epnei Yisrael Meretz Yisrael Alt Sivotam. Hashem took the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, in their legions. So here we find that B'nai Yisrael are called, as Rav Wolbe notes in source number 2, a Torah Chadash, a new name for Klal Yisrael. We've been known as B'nai Yisrael, we've been known as many things, but this title of Tzivos Hashem, the legions of Hashem, or in Pasuk Nun Aleph, Al Tzivotam, in their legions, is a new name. And as the Birkas Mordechai, Rav Mizrachi asks, as well as a number of other Mefarshim, source 3, Ma ve'etzem ba levatei Torah zeh? What do we learn from this expression? Madua lo dai b'Torah nifla b'nei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, isn't that a wonderful description? Kanireh lo ita Yitzia Mitzrayim ba al Yehuda. Apparently, Yitzia Mitzrayim could not have come to fruition, could not have reached its ultimate, Ilu lo hayu yotzim kitzivos Hashem. Matua. Ma nosaf ha'idei Torah zeh. Obviously, the moment they're leaving, vayhi be'etzem hayom hazeh, it's repeated twice. It speaks about that they left as Sivos Hashem, the legion, the army of Hashem. And the obvious question is, what is the significance of this? What's the significance of this name? And that's going to be our question for today. Our secondary question, which we'll just touch on briefly, it's very interesting dynamics between the two psukim, and this is the Klal Yisrael notes in source number 4. He says, Ve'ish kama shinuyim ben shnei psukim elu. There are a number of variations between the two psukim. Ki lamala amar yatzu kol tzivot Hashem, mashma ki lu yatzu ma'atzma. The first pasuk, Mem Aleph, it says, and they left themselves. This pasuk, 51, it says, and Hashem took the children of Israel out, mashma, that Hashem had to take them out. So did we leave of our own accord, or did Hashem have to take us out? And there are a number of ways that we can look at the differences between. The Klal Yisrael wants to suggest that those who went out of their own accord, and the asterisks in 4, Yatsu kol divot Hashem al hagevrim sheyatsu ma'atzmam v'lo otziam Hashem. We know later on that ki shicheid amcha by the shicheid ha'egel, the sin of the golden calf, that your people have gone astray. Amcha, your nation, Moshe, you're the one who agreed to take this Eruv, this mixed multitude. I didn't want them to come. So these are the ones that came on their own accord. Yatsu kol divot Hashem. And the Hotzi Hashem of Bnei Yisrael, those are the rest of the Jews that Hashem took out. That's one distinction that one can make. The Ramban in source number 6 argues that perhaps The addition of Imkol Tzivotam is a Tzva HaNashim Ve'Erevrav. It was the women, all those who came along with them. The approach that I'd like to work with today, of the difference between Hotzi and Yatzu, those who went on their own accord, and those who Hashem took out, is a distinction that's brought down in the Sefer Shnayim Mikra by Rav Chaskel Abramsky, the Chazon Yecheskel. And he notes the following, and this will be our point of departure, Mirtz Hashem, for today. Source 7. Nireh ki ha-pasuk ha-rishon medaber al ha-nivcharim shebnei Yisrael. Who are the ones, this is unlike the Klei Yachar, who are the ones who went out of their own accord? Who are the ones who were the ones who initiated and went out in the first group of Tzukim, right? As soon as the time came, they were the first ones out. They are the Nivcharim Shebnei Yisrael. They are the elite of Bnei Yisrael. Elu hazochim l'tor tzivot Hashem. They are the ones who are referred to as the Tzivot Hashem, the legions of Hashem. Heimachen yatzu ma'atzmam. They went of their own accord. As soon as they were able to leave, they were out of there. Lumatzot, this is in distinction or contradistinction to the second pasuk that deals with Pshutei Am, who are called Bnei Yisrael, the regular people. They didn't leave of their own accord. Ki b'choshvam, they thought that after the Makah Gdolah of the Makas Becharos, you know what? Now Paro's going to leave them alone. So you know what? You know, Egypt isn't such a bad place. It's, after all, very fertile land. Let's stay here. They were the ones like Lod, Vayit Mahama. They weren't so anxious to leave. They too are called Sivotam, the army, the legion, but they're not called Sivos Hashem, the army of Hashem. Because indeed, as we know, this is brought in Rav Lef in source number 9, on the Pasuk that Lora Amo Yisrael, that Hashem doesn't see any iniquity in Yaakov. So the Medrash Rabbah notes that he does not look upon their sins, but rather upon their pride. Underlying the Medrash, the idea that Jew's essence is pure and good, his soul is part of the collective soul of Klal Yisrael. And as such, we all have a chelik, we all have a portion in Olam Haba. As long as one has not severed his ties to Jewish people by deliberately estranging himself spiritually or physically from the community, he embodies his pure, untaintable essence. Hence, sin cannot contaminate the essence of the Jew. So, you're right. The Tzivotam, the army, we are all part of the army of Hashem. All of Bnei Yisrael, all the Jews, right? Kol Yisrael, all the Jews have a chelek in the world to come. Every Jew has a pintel yit. But to be referred to as a Tzivos Hashem, to refer to as the army of Hashem, that higher level, those were the people who immediately understood Hashem wants us to leave, we're out of here. Not, well, now, you know, no. This is the higher level that gives them this tremendous accolade, and we'll talk about it, of Tzivot Hashem. So, this indeed, the Luchitcha Yom brings down a mice in source 8, where there was once a Jew who lived in Brazil. And he came to visit Rav Chaskel Abramsky in this week's parasha. And Rav Chaskel gave him this word, that there were two groups that left Egypt. One left of their own accord, and they are the Tzivos Hashem. And the other, El Tzvam, those are the Jews who dragged their feet. And those Hashem had to take out. So Rav Chaskel says to this Jew from Brazil, Ani me'achal lecha, I'm giving you a bracha, I wish for you that you should be from the Yatzu and not from the Hotzi. You should be the ones who will leave of your own accord and not be the ones Hashem has to take out of Golos. I'll tell you, Dorer Medvarim, this Jew was very taken by these words, and he spent half a year from then on living in Yerushalayim. He understood that when we have opportunities, we need to take the opportunities to the best of our ability. The question, my friends, that I'd like to ask, which is really dovetailing on our first question, we're all the Tzva'am, we're all the legions of Hashem, but what makes it possible for us to be the Tzivos Hashem? What are the necessary character traits? What is the definition? How do we understand what Tzivos Hashem is about? So that at least we all, first of all, we have to understand what Tzva'am is about. What does it mean to be in the army of Hashem, clearly? But in order to understand that, we have to understand what does Hashem want from us? What is incumbent upon us that in our lives we can at least yearn for and hope for, not just about Yatsu and Hotzi, but in life. To be ones who are going to be the first ones to do Ritzon Hashem, the will of Hashem, and to be the ones who are called the Tzivot Hashem, the legions of Hashem. So I'd like to try to look at an understanding of what this name is about among the Mefarshim, and through this analysis of the name, to have some understanding, and this is such a Yesodic Shir, as every Shir is, some understanding of what our role is as the Jewish people. And again, it's a different role than B'nai Yisrael being the children of Israel. Now that we left Egypt, we are given a new Megama, a new title, a new goal, and that's to be the Tzvos Hashem, the army of Hashem. It's interesting, the Taurus Moshe, the Alshachar Kadosh, the Tzivra Velozhin as well, and his Perisha Emek Dover, understand Sivot Hashem as not referring to Klal Yisrael, right? The Klal Yisrael looked at it as the Eruv Rav. The Taurus Moshe, the Alshachar Kadosh looks at the different extreme completely, right? And again, the Pleiarcha speaks about how the Geirim are so special to Hashem that it gives them this title. Says the Taurus Moshe, source 9, no. Who are the Tzivot Hashem? Vehem Pamalya Shalmala. Those are the heavenly angels. Shayui Mashchina Yotzot Me'agolos. So first it speaks about Vahi Be'etam Hayom Hazeh, when the time of redemption came, who left first? The Pamalya Shamala, the angels, those are the legions of Hashem, right? Hashem B'chol Tzva'am, Hashem and all of your hosts. Who are these hosts? These hosts are the angelic beings that accompany the Jews in Egypt. Those are the ones that first went out. Once they went out, and they went out of their own accord, Yatsu, right? They were out of Egypt as soon as possible. They felt the Tumah. Then we can have Yetziat Mitzrayim of Hashem taking us out of Egypt, which is the next pasuk. So according to the Alshach HaKadosh, there are two different groups entirely. One group are the angels, they left of their own accord, and the other group are Klal Yisrael, who Hashem had to take out of Egypt, right? Umar Bitoch Ima. But if we understand this, my friends, that this angel, this legion of Hashem refers to the angels. So now we have a little bit of a deeper understanding if we say, like most Mefarshim say, that it's not a reference to the angels, but it's a reference to Klal Yisrael, where we need to at least aim for to have this title given to us. We need to be as angelic as possible. In which way? So we'll begin Rav Reis, Mirosh Terim, source 10, quoting the Klal Yisrael, when it speaks about that from 20 years up, all those who were Kol Yotzei Tzava, who went out into the army, Ma Inyan Yotzei Tzava Lashrat HaShchina, what is the counting, what does this have to do with God resting His Shechina upon them? So he says, Kidei Shiyu Dugmat Tzvaot Shalmala, Shapir ka'amar kol yotzei tzava, ha-ra'ui liyo ke'achad mitzva ha-marom. Kedi'ita b'medrash, she'Yisrael nikru tzvaot, kederech shamalachim nikru tzvaot. The Klal Yisrael quotes the medrash, that Klal Yisrael have this name of tzvaot, of the legions of God, just like the angels are called tzvaot. And indeed, our role and job is to be like the angels. In what way? To be a Yotzei Tzava. How so? So says Rav Reis, just like a soldier has to be very careful in everything that he does and has to report back to his commanding officer everything he does, so too we have the same relationship with Hashem. Rav Mizrachi, the Birkas Mordechai himself, in source number 9, takes us a little bit further. He says, source number 11, Savahu zeh asher kol mitziuto. What is an army? The entire army is kayemet leman malko medinato umato. What is an army about? An army isn't about individuals fighting for themselves. They're fighting for their king. They're fighting for their country, right? We know, like when the czars were around, everything had to do with a czar. Like, you know, if you would, you know, have an infraction in the army, like you fell asleep in guard duty, it was like, not that just that you weren't protecting the country, it was like a personal affront against the czar. How could you not be serving the czar with your totality of your being? An army is about tremendous loyalty to the country, to the leader, to the king. A person in the army is serving their master. It's not just representing, it is. Your uniform means that this is your identification. This is who you are. Sva Shamayim Mahu, when we talk about the host of heaven, what is that? Malachim. What are Malachim? Shlichutam hi etzem etziutam. A Malach's name changes because it depends on their shlichus, on what they're sent to do. Because a Malach's whole essence is about doing the will of God. That has to be our goal. When we are in the army of Hashem, right? It's not just, you know, Chabad bringing the Kinderlach together. It's about us. When we are in the army of Hashem, we have to understand we have a king. We have a uniform. We have to abide by this understanding that our shlichus, our mission is to do the will of the king. And this explains so beautifully the pasuk of Tehillim Kuf Dalet. Ashira l'Hashem bechayai, I will sing to Hashem in my lifetime. Azamra l'Elokai b'odi, and I will give praise to my God while I'm still here in my life. Ashira l'Hashem bechayai, ein zo rat tfila tikva o haftacha, it's not just a hope. Have kavanai ki chayai yu be'etzem havayatam mitziutam shira l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ashira l'Hashem bechayai. My whole life has to be a shira to Hashem. My whole life has to be a song to Hashem. My whole life is dedicated to this. Ki kol yesh shebo, kol ot shebo, kol pina, kol sheirut, yiyu be'etzem havayatam mitziutam zemer l'kel chay. My entire being, my entire essence. It's about singing to Hashem. It's about recognizing that I am here to serve Hashem. This is the totality of my being. 12. Zoi misimato shel tzava. This is the goal of an army. Zoi tafkidam misimatam shel tzava. And this is our job. Our job, it's a schus, it's a merit, it's a chovah, it's an obligation. We represent Torah and Yirat Shemayim. We are Hashem's army in this world to represent Hashem's message in this world. We are here as well to protect the Kvod Shemayim, the honor of Hashem in this world. And that is our job, to be like a malach, to be like the Sva HaShemayim, to realize our entire existence. Azamra l'lokai be'oldi, ashira l'Hashem b'chayim, my entire existence. It's to be able to sing to Hashem. My entire distance is to be a manifestation, representation of everything that Hashem is about. The Rav Mizrachi likens this to the Medrash, or the Gemara Moed Katan, that says that Im Harav Domel Malach Hashem Sokot, it's based on a pasuk in Malachi, the second chapter. If a teacher is like a Malach Hashem Sokot, like an angel of God, Yivakshu Torah Mipiyu, then you can learn Torah from his mouth. V'im lav, I yivakshu Torah Mipiyu. And if not, don't. And he says, what's this idea? The idea is exactly this idea. Im haram domel malach Hashem svakot, the squiggly line. If the Rebbe, if the teacher is like a malach Hashem, which means that he and his shlichus are one, which means Yivzev kol tochno, this is entire being, this is entire essence, this is what he's about. He lives and breathes what he's teaching. When he teaches, you can feel his entire being wants to give over this information. This is his love. This is his passion. This is where he's at. Then you can learn Torah from him. But if while he's teaching, you know, he's thinking about who knows what and his mind is, and he really doesn't live what he's teaching, you can't learn Torah from somebody. Torah has to be, the conduit of Torah has to be somebody who's going to be one with their mission. That's what a Rebbe is about. And that's what a soldier is about. And this is clearly stated in Rav Pinkus, Tiferet Shimshon in 16. Muvanosha musag savahi she'en l'chol yachid mitziyut ishit. A person in the army doesn't have a sense of self. Well, that's the wrong way of saying it. Baruch Hashem, we do have a sense of self. It means that we're not living for ourselves. Elu kulam uchadim l'avodat ha-melech. We're all united for one goal. And chayal yodea, a soldier knows, shetafkido l'kabel pekudot. He has to take orders. Ve'en lo dea atzmit. This is what it means. He doesn't have a personal choice, right? Go to the front lines. Well, I don't really feel like it today. I have a headache today. No, you have to go to the front line. You have to get into that tank, whether you feel like it or not. Right? Elochovato lishmol vatzeya v'chol pilota pulota melechein. And you're doing this in the honor of the king. Likewise, ourselves. When we left Egypt and we had the Gilui Shechina v'yad Hashem, the asterisks in 16, and we saw the revelation of godliness, so what happened at that moment is the clarity of Hashem. Ani v'lo malach. This is Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That night, they saw Hashem, the Morah Gadol, so Gilui Shechina, that revelation of Hashem. That night, they understood with such clarity the Emuna, the Ashkach of Hashem exists. Ad shenit masru liyot avdei Hashem. They then were able to walk out the next morning being a total eved of Hashem, that everything was about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are ready to be in the army of Hashem. We are ready to stand on guard that whatever we do, people know. We are Jewish. We are part of Hashem's army. It's like anyone who saw Avraham Avinu would say, Elokei Avraham, you felt Hashem's being in his being. Ve'ra'u la'ayin kol, she'yesh Elokim ba'olam, right? The famous story of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetta, who returned that the diamond, the jewel that he found on the donkey, on the animal, right? Baruch Hashem Elokei Shimon ben Shetta. Being able to realize, praise is the God of, we are walking emissaries of Hashem. You know, I was just reading recently a story of Maisa, where somebody, just to make a long story short, somebody needed a certain medication to be taken before surgery. And they had not told her about this beforehand. And they said, well, if you want the surgery to happen, and they've all prepped and everything, you need to have this shampoo, whatever it was. So the husband runs down to the pharmacy to get it, and the guy was locking up the door, and he's banging on the door saying, please, please, open up, I gotta get this, you know, my wife needs it on this. And the clerk, the worker there said, I'm sorry, we're locking up now, and he's crying, he's begging, I need this, my wife needs a surgery. He says, I can't help you, I've turned off the computer, so I can't ring it up. He says, just give it to me, and I promise you I'll come back tomorrow and pay you for it. So the guy had Rachmanis on him, and he gave him the shampoo, whatever he needed. The next morning, the guy comes back to pay for it because, you know, the cash registers were closed, the computers were closed. So so the worker turned to his other worker and said, this was the fellow I was telling you about yesterday who came in knocking on the door and told me I'd pay back tomorrow. I won the bet. I told you he was going to come back. And apparently there was a bet between two workers. Was this guy going to come back or not come back? And this guy said, yep, he's going to come back. And the other worker said, yeah, you think he's going to come back? He just got off with that whatever shampoo it was, and you'll never see him again. So he pointed to this guy, and he said, you see, I was right. Here he is. You came back to pay. And the worker who lost the bet said, that's not fair. You didn't tell me it was an Orthodox Jew who was the one who needed this shampoo. That is the Kiddush Hashem. Then this is to be in the army of Hashem. That if he's an Orthodox Jew, we assume these workers understand as goyim, as non-Jews, they're going to come back and pay the next day. That, my friends, is what it means to be in the army of Hashem, that everything we do is mekadesh shem shamayim. Everything we do has this mindset of Hashem. But it goes much deeper than that, my friends. It's not just being packed money. It's not just that the tzitzit's out and the way we dress. We are clearly, you know, dressed as in uniform for the army of Hashem. It's the entire psyche of our beings recognizes that we are here to do the will of Hashem. That is why we are in this world. The soldier knows there's a commanding officer over him. We know we have a commanding officer over us. And that, my friends, is really the theme of what Tzivot Hashem, Tzivot Hashem is about, and what Parshas Bo is about. Rav Chaim Freelander in Siftei Chaim points out that the whole idea of the exodus of Egypt, Yitzhak Mitzrayim, was twofold. Uleman tisaper baznei bincha, uven bincha, you'll tell for generations afterwards what happened in Egypt, v'yadatem kini Hashem, and you'll know that I am Hashem. Part of what we got out of Egypt is yisod of emuna Yisrael udaros, belief in Hashem. Hachelek hasheni bo, but the second part, mechayevet otano yitzia lecheirus, the second part of being free is kabbalat ol avdus, to accept upon ourselves the yoke of God's kingship. And we say this in the first of the Sarah Dibro. We read it. Anoch Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord Hashem, your God. Asher etzeisicha me'eretz Yisrael, I took you out of Egypt, mibeit avadim, from the land of slaves. Notes the Ramban, notes the Mefarshim. Why are we obligated in relationship with Hashem? Because Hashem took us out of Beit Avadim in order to be Avdei Hashem, the servants of Hashem. And that's what it's about. From moment go, in Parshat Shemot, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Sneb O'er Ba'esh, the burning bush, Hashem told him, Be'otziacha ta'ama mimitzrayim, when you take the people out of Egypt, ta'avduna telukim al harza, you're going to serve Hashem on this mountain. Our relationship with Hashem is a relationship of service. The nations are the ones who ask, hey, tell me, what do I have in this for me? You want to tell me what's written here? Like, let me see the fine line. That's not avdus. That's questioning. A soldier is nasa v'nishma. Yes, sir. Whatever you tell me, I'm ready to do. That is the goal of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And that explains, my friends, a new sefer for us, also happens to be newly printed a few weeks ago, Rabbi Israel Meir Druk, who learns b'chavrus of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, beautiful sefer on Shemot Eish Tamid, where he says, it's coming from Rabbi Chaim, he says, we speak about Zman Chayrutenu, that this is a time of our freedom, but yet at the Seder night, we very much focus in on Avdus, we focus in on slavery as well. We eat the Marur, Halachmanya, this is the bread of affliction. Like, why do we even bring up, like, the bad part? Like, I always tell it to my kids, you want to tell me a story, just tell me the good parts. I don't want to hear the sad parts. I don't want to hear the bad parts. I can't handle it. So just Seder night, let's talk about the good parts. Let's talk about the wine, and let's talk about that seba, and let's talk about all the wonderful things. Why bring in all the negative? Further, he asks, and I never thought about this question until I just learned it this week in 19. Avraham Avinu was told in Parshas Lech Lecha, Yadoa Teda Ki Ger Yezarcha Beretz Olahem. Know that your children are going to be gerim, strangers in a land that doesn't belong to them. And they're going to be afflicted there for 400 years. Now, Hadavar Pella, when Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, you know what? Stom and Amor are going to be destroyed. Avraham Avinu, Davids! These weren't even his own children. 50, 40, 10, Davids! Shakes the heavens. Your children are going to be enslaved for 400 years. What's Avraham Avinu's response about this? Silence. Silence? They're going to be oppressed. Silence? How do we understand this? So he says the following. 20. Nira Beyur Hatorim. Double underline. Ein lanu musak mahu be'emet hakavana eved. We don't understand what an eved is, what a servant is. Because if you have slaves in our day and age, they're really not real slaves. Why? Because all these slaves want to do is, the slaves that we know, all they want to do is get free. They're not in a mindset of this is who we are and this is where we need to be. Shibudo Shaparo Melech Mitzrayim. The experience of being enslaved to Paro, Haya Shibuda Kashem Mikol Shibudim. It was the most difficult slavery imaginable. It was Me'en Kamoa. We can't even begin to fathom it. And this was exactly what Hashem wanted. This was an order. Yeshlomar Sibelakach Yeshlomar Ta'alach Shir the Asterisks in 21. Otanu Liyot Avdei Hashem. You want to know what a true servant is about? I am ready to do the will of my master without question. It's not about how can I get out of it. How can I make my life easier? It's this is what my master wants. I am ready to do his will. And this is, in order to be in Eved Hashem, we first had to flex our muscles to know what it means to be an Eved. Nobody can run a marathon, even though I can't speak for myself. I have no intention of running one. But obviously, those who've run marathons know that you can't just wake up one day and say, okay, I'm running a 20K marathon. You got to practice first. You got to, you know, do a little bit of jogging around the block. Okay, maybe a little bit more than around the block. And you got to get moving. Build up the strength. Build up the lung capacity. Klal Yisrael couldn't have not have walked into a situation of being completely submerged. Our mindset, our mentality, our desires, until we have done that jogging around the block for 400 years to know what it means to 110 years of real avdos, that we don't have a Ritzon Atzmi. As we spoke about last week, they couldn't even listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mikotzer Ruach HaMavodah Kasha, they couldn't even breathe. They didn't have a mindset to even think about Geula. And Anu, this is what we need in our Avodas Hashem, that Shekol Maaseinu Kakadon Kikaton Kagadol, all of that which we do, small and large, should be L'Shem Shemayim. Without, what is in it for me? Sham Lamanu Lakir Mao Pei Rosh Nefesh Meshubedet in Mitzrayim, we learn what it means, Batel Ritzoncham Mipnei Ritzono, to give of your will completely. And that is what we needed for our own good, to be able to turn into Avdei Hashem. And now I understand why Avraham Avinu doesn't say a word, because he knows this is what's best for us. He knows if we're going to come out, Berechush Gadol in 22, double underline, HaRechush HaGadol Hi HaKinyan HaNafshi, the greatest Rechush, the greatest wealth, is that which we got in our soul, LaDat LeBatel TaRatzon HaAtzmi, to know how to humble ourselves, that we are here to do the will of a higher master than ourselves. We celebrate the slavery because the slavery is part and parcel of our freedom. If freedom is really about spiritual freedom now, right? Eilecha ben Chorim Elamin, Shaosek Batara, the really free person, is one who learns Torah. I couldn't have reached this level unless I had Avdus. I eat the maror and I eat it with the joy that the maror is part and parcel of what's enabling me to be an Eved Hashem today, what's enabling me to be part of the legions of Hashem today, what's enabling me to be part of those who are taking the initiative and don't need to be dragged out on their own. Those who are going to create a Kiddush Hashem out of their own will, of their own desire. Not that Hashem's going to have to push us against the wall and force us to be a Kiddush Hashem, but my own volition, I'm going to live that type of life. And indeed, that type of life, as the Dat Torah, Rabbi Yerucham speaks about, is a krovei hamelech omdim pnima. Those are the ones who stand close to Hashem. These are the ones who are beloved to Hashem, whose whole mindset, asking oneself, is what is Ritzon Hashem? What does Hashem want for me now? In the language of the Siva Sholom, am I bringing nachat ruach to Hashem right now? Is this what Hashem wants me to say? Is this what Hashem wants me to do? I am in the army of Hashem. I have to think in terms of what will bring the greatest kvod shamayim, the greatest glory to the king, to the one who I am serving. I am a loyal part of the legion of Hashem. And that's why L'titchel Yon, quoting the Mashkiach of Kol Torah of Gedaliah Eisenman, speaks about that part of the quality of a soldier is Mesiras Nefesh. You're ready to give up yourself completely, because it's not about self. It's about a higher mission, a higher purpose. It's interesting, the Sefer Aleinu L'Shabeach in Source 25 brings the following. It says, V'nireh sheklal lo pashur liyot chayav b'tzava Hashem. It's not easy. And it brings a story, Rabbi Chaim Zonenfeld. And as my own girls would say, we don't ask questions on stories. You know, when I bring a story in Charles Schultz and the girls start asking questions, my girls say, just take the message of the story. Stop nitpicking all the questions. So I say the same thing here. Rabbi Chaim Zonenfeld was once going with another Rav to do on a shlichus, on a mission, and suddenly there was torrential rain. So this other Rav opens up an umbrella and puts it over Rabbi Chaim Zonenfeld's head, and Rabbi Chaim Zonenfeld refused it. And he says, why are you refusing the umbrella? And he says, I'll tell you why. He says, I'm about to do the will of my master. And I am a an army in the army of Hashem, right? Right now, when I'm doing a mitzvah, this moment, I'm going to do the will of God. I'm a soldier in the army of Hashem. He says, have you ever seen a soldier have an umbrella in his hand? No! A soldier is out there ready to fight, ready to do. They don't have a gun in one hand and an umbrella in the other hand. So he says, likewise, I'm ready to do Ritzon Hashem. I'm a soldier who has, you know, the wherewithal to have an umbrella. Perhaps that's beyond our understanding, my friends. But what we can understand from that story is the mindset of when I do a mitzvah, I am a soldier doing the will of the commanding officer, Aleph, Alufo Shel Olam, the commanding officer of this world. So, my friends, what we've seen so far is that part of Klal Yisrael, if we hold by Rav Chaskel, part of Klal Yisrael went out on their own volition. Those were the Mufharim, those were the best. One Nusach of Abramsky says it was Levim, right? These were the elite. And then those who were schlepping along their feet, Hashem had to take out. How do you reach this level of being in the army of Hashem? It's about how a mindset, like the Levim, my entire being is Litzvot Tzava. That language is used by the Levim. My entire being is about serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Rambam says, we can all be part of Sheva Levim. We all have this ability. We're all part of the army of Hashem. We all wear the uniform. We all have the directives, 100%. Tzva'am. That's found in the second pasuk as well. But we can be like angels. We can reach a higher level. How do we do that? So idea number one of what we've spoken about is a recognition that just like a soldier's whole mindset is for the sake of, our whole mindset is not about, what am I going to get out of it? If this mitzvah is comfortable for me, I'll do it. Nah, I'm not so comfortable with this mitzvah, I won't do it. That's personal. And a soldier doesn't have that sense of making a decision. This is a mitzvah you have to do. You have to do it. It's not I feel like it. It's comfortable for me. This is Ritzon Hashem. It means in the way we dress, in the way we act, in the way we talk, we are representatives. And we have to be good representatives of what Hashem wants. We have to be nefesh, give our entire being over to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to His mitzvot, and to Kvod Shemayim, to the glory of Hashem in this world. I like to take this idea of Kvod Shemayim, of this mindset of everything we do is for the sake of Hashem. I like to take it one step deeper, and then we'll take a look at two other aspects of a chayal, of a soldier. The Sfas Emes notes the following, 26. V'nikru b'nei Yisrael are called the Tzva'ot Hashem, d'chtiv ot hi batzava shelo. As it's written, we are an ot, a letter in the army of Hashem. D'chtiv atem adainu Hashem. We are the witnesses for Hashem, which is a remez to the kufbet otiyot shenikraim ne'um Hashem, that are called the manifestations of Hashem. The Kaf Bet Otiyot Shebehem Bara Hashem Kol Olam, also 22 letters that Hashem created the world. And just like with those 22 letters, Hashem created the Torah, the world, Ach B'nei Yisrael Nishar Eila Otiyot V'nitchatshu Baser Adibro, we are the Adai, we are the ones who are witnesses. Ha'karat Koach HaKaf Bet Otitim D'Araisa, we are the ones in the Torah who are the living representation of these 22 letters. And then he goes on, and it's also found in the Klal Yisrael, which we didn't do back on the first page, is that the Tzava Ot, the army is the Ot, right, dividing the word into two, using the Aleph for both. The Tzava, the army of the Ot. Our army is being a letter, and or the Sfas Emes brings down, I don't want to discuss it here, again the Klal Yisrael, Tzava Ot, Ot isn't necessarily only a letter, a sign, which is the next mitzvah of Tefillin, which is found at the end of our parasha, being the witnesses for Hashem, is through the signs that we have. The sign of Tefillin, the sign of Mezuzah, the sign of Shabbos. When we do these mitzvahs, we are part of the Tzva'ot, the signs that bear Hashem's presence in our world, right? We know. Tefillin Tzarosh, Kishem Hashem, Nikrai Lecha, V'Yalumi Mecca, that the nations of the world will see it, and they will have awe from us. But I'd like to try for just a moment, because it's a little bit of a deep concept, to try to understand What does it mean that being part of the Legion of Hashem are these two words, the Tzva and the Oath, the army of the letter? We, each and every one of us, embody the letters of the alphabet, the army of Hashem. So in the Wisdom of the Hebrew Alphabet, the Art Scroll, beautiful book by Rav Munk, there's an introduction by Rav Nosson Sherman, and he writes in the introduction in 28, just as the word of God gave being to the heaven, so it is his word that gives being to everything. And he quotes here the Maggid of Meserich, who writes, it is known in Kabbalistic literature that the letters of the alphabet were created first of all. Thereafter, by use of the letters, Holy and Blessed Be He, created all the worlds. This is a hidden meaning in Bereshit Bara Elohim. At the beginning, Hashem created Et Hashemayim. What did he first create? Et. Et means Aleph to Tav. He first created the alphabet. The 22 sacred letters are profound, primal, spiritual forces. And this is the idea in 29, where the psalmist answered these questions when he said, forever, Hashem, your word stands firm in heaven. That not only does the word of Hashem bring these about, but it's the constant will of Hashem that utter these words that allow them to maintain in existence, heaven, earth, everything. And I just highlighted a number of points of this essay, but what's important for us is just like Hashem created the world through the alphabet, right? And the Torah is about the alphabet, 30. Every individual human is olam katan, a miniature world. True, he is but a solitary individual in an infinite universe, but no one should underestimate the power of responsibility of an individual. In this life, the sage's description of each individual, the end of this, as an olam male, a complete world, is not inspirational rhetoric. One man's significance can be truly cosmic. The Jew's role as a complete world further implies that he includes within himself a microcosm of the full spiritual content of the universe. Consequently, every Jew has within himself the potential of elevating everyone and everything around him through his own service of Hashem. Just as a larger universe was created and survives by virtue of the 22 manifestations of spirituality contained in the Aleph phase, so too the miniature universe has his own Aleph phase, his own flows of spirituality that he brings to bear upon himself and his surrounding. How he treats his family, what blend of kindness, how much dedication and concern does he pour into his Torah study, his observance of mitzvot, which commandments engage him more than others. Every human being is complex, no doubt about it. But the Degel Machane Ephraim teaches that man has the power to affect the sacred letters with which Hashem created heaven and earth. When he sins, he cheapens and sullies the divine powers allotted him. But when he acts properly, he enables the powers within the Aleph Beis to achieve their purpose and reflect their full holiness. He can elevate not only his personal universe, but that of everyone around him. Every time we speak, every time we daven, every time we learn Torah, every time we do chesed with our mouth, we are creating worlds. And these worlds create spiritual edifices and create all of this both positive and not so positive results in our world. Recognize, my friends, the power of what the Aleph Beis is about, the power of learning, of davening. We are the Tzva'ot. We are the army of the letter. We represent the letters of Hashem. And just like the letters is with what Hashem created the world, it's with those letters that we create our own world. We create our own spiritual edifices. And we have to realize this, right? We've spoken about before, Rav Chaim Vavilovshin. What does Yirat Shamayim mean? Shouldn't you have Yiras Hashem, fear of God? What is Yirat Shamayim, fear of heaven? So he explains that in the future, Hashem will show us the extent of what the power of our words were, the consequences, and we will see what we've built and destroyed in heaven based on what we've said. That's Yirat Shamayim, having fear of heaven, fear of the results of what was said. How do we use the Aleph Beis? How do we use our language? And we know he continues at the end of 31 through 33, the whole idea that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah, which is, again, is a concept, it's not literal, representing every Jew as a letter. Every Jew has their own letter, their own mission in this world. We all have an essential role to play in the national whole. No letter can impinge on another letter. No one may impinge on another's personal role. just as all the letters must remain separate in a Sefer Torah, right? We don't have script in a Sefer Torah. So too, every single person has their own mission. So my friends, this is idea one. Idea one is that we are representative of Hashem in this world. We are a walking representative in everything we do and say. But recognize that in this very word, it's the idea of the army of letters. It's almost like every time you daven, those letters are marching up. When you say a good Boker Tov, those letters are marking up. Shalom Uvracha, those letters are marking up. Marching up, these are brachas we're bestowing on a person. You know how important it is to say to a person, Boker Tov, you should have a good day? You're giving them a bracha for a good day. Wow, amazing. The power of letters can create reality. Mazal Tov. We've spoken about in this year a number of weeks ago that you can create a good mazel on somebody. Words create reality. We are a tzava ot. Our language, our very essence, is ability to create that Hashem has given us in Matat Yodeo. As well as understanding that each and every one of us is our own letter in the Sefer Torah and that we have a unique mission to do in this world. And that brings us to the Pnimei Das Tells, source 34. On the idea of that V'chanu Bnei Yisrael Isha Machaneo V'ish Al Diglo Litziv Otam, again that phrase, that Bnei Yisrael are called a Tzva Hashem. Why? Because in a Tzva, in an army, everyone has to stand Al Mishmarto, on your job. Right? If you're on guard duty, you can't decide to go into a tank. This is where you need to be. This is where you need to stay. Very nice, you're in a tank and you're going to get punished for not being on guard duty. This is a message for us that we have to keep to our mission, to what we have to do in this world. And you don't have room to say, what? This isn't just for me. Wherever you are put in this world, this is where Hashem wants you to be. His Eved Hashem. Higayon Levav. Kol Yudiu Kechayal Baal Tafkid Ba'ofen Prati. You have a specific mission among the larger Klal, the larger army. Every person needs to be exactly where they need to be. Right? This guy's in the tank, he's putting in the mortar, and this one is shooting, and this one has the compass. Everyone has their job. And working together, you're able to maneuver a tank. And this is the whole idea, my friends, in Nesiva Shalom, that when the Jewish people saw by Mamet Har Sinai how the angels were in legions, in groups, when the heavens opened up, they desired to have this as well. And Hashem answered their desire. What was it about the angels that they wanted? It's this deeper idea of Sivotam. They wanted to have a behirus ladat tafkidam viudam. They wanted to be the tzivos Hashem, the tzvaot of Hashem, the army of Hashem. They wanted to have their place. They wanted to know, I want to have purpose in this world. I want to have a mission in this world. Ki agaruba yoter, the end of 37. You know what the worst thing is? When a person walks around this world without purpose, without a mission, and he doesn't know why he's in this world and why he's here. When they saw those angels, and angels have a shlichus, and that's what it means to be in the army. You have a job. You have a mission. That's what every Jew wanted. That's what it means to leave Egypt. We're not just leaving as a random group of people. We're leaving on a mission. We're marching toward Mamet Har Sinai to receive the Torah, to be representatives of Hashem. And individually, we each have a job, not only nationally, to be able to do in this mission. And this is the idea as well in 38. That we were called the Mispar Shemot, that each one of us has a name, similar to Monem Mispar LaKochavim LeKulam Shemot Yikra Tilim Kuf Mem Zayin. Just like the stars have names, we too each have a name. And just like a star has its own place where it shines, has its own little world, right? Every star is like, an orbit in its own right. We too are our own place. We have our own job in this world. And as we know in 39 and 40, one of the ways to know what we're supposed to do here is what's the most difficult. We don't know what our job is. And as Rev Leff has said, quoting others, that every moment could be, this is your mission, just to do what is Ritzon Hashem at this moment. That's a larger Tzva'am, being part of the army of Hashem. But Tzivos Hashem is about knowing that this is something specific for me. And one of the ways to know this is the one that the Yetzer Hara works the hardest to stop you to do. You know that this is something, if it's working so hard against you, that this is something you need to put your emphasis on. And as the Musar Neviim notes, in Perek Yitzayim, Pasuk 10, Malachim Aleph, 37b, 37bet, he says, "Mizeh nireh ki kol adam kishenolad yesh lo eizeh tafkid shemutal alav." Every person who's created has a job that they need to do. "V'hu mizuman l'zeh mitchilat b'riyuto," and this is something that is already tailor-made for us before we're even created. "V'ashrei ha'yish shezachah l'oso meritzono tov." Praises the person who's ready to do this out of their own free will. To be those who are going to leave Egypt on their own. That's the army of Hashem, knowing that I'm here for a mission that I'm going to do. And oy vavoy to the one who says, oh my gosh, it's too hard. I can't work on my anger. I can't work on this. And I want to just throw in the towel. You're going to be like Yonah. You're going to be thrown into the fish. You're going to have many different challenges. You're going to be forced to do this anyway. So why not just do it, Miritzon HaTov? And that's going to be the second part, that you're going to be taken out. Right? Hotzi Hashem b'nei Yisrael. Hashem's going to take you out. Hashem's going to make you do this mission. Either you're going to do it out of the idea of Yatsu, Kol Tivot Hashem, out of desire, or you're going to have to do it anyway. This is your choice. To be able to look at, to speak to people, to get an understanding of why you're here, and to be able to do your mission, to do Ritzon Hashem, to do the will of Hashem, at every moment that comes your way, with the greatest amount of enthusiasm and passion, I am part of something so great. As we saw in the Das Torah, it's a chiba, it's a belovedness that we're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have this exalted title. And that's what we have to understand. When we left Egypt, it was a time of love. Pesach is a time of love, it's a time of Ahava. The love is in the fact that Hashem calls us His army. He invests in us this special mission of where we are completely dedicated to Hashem. And that's how we have to look at what our mission is about. And this brings us, my friends, to our final idea. The Ksava Kabbalah, Rav Michlenberg, early 1800s, source 41, says there's a difference between the word Tzava and Chayo, which is also an army. Like Chel Paro or Chel Gadol Ma'od. What's the difference? Chel hu nachal kibbutz amrav. Chel is a group of people who are very strong, who are going to overcome their enemy, right? Kilo b'chayel v'lo b'koach. It's about strength. You know what Tzava is about? Tzava is about a group of people who come together b'chefetz libam u'b'ritzon nafsham, with a desire from their own self to be connected together as one, to do the will of whatever this collaborative matter is. And this, he says, in Aramaic, the word tzaddik beis is al hachefetz v'al haratzon. This is what it's about, and quotes Pesukim to support it, right? Eretz HaTzvi, we know, is a land of desire. Tzaddik beis is about cheshek, it's about desire. We are not lo nikru b'shem chel ki im tzva'ot Hashem, tzva'ot Yisrael malachim aleph. And this is because we are gathered together to do the will of Hashem with ratzon, with desire. Wow. My friends, this is so important. Lest we have the imagery after today's shiur that I am forced, that I have no free will, and I'm, you know, under this very narrow, rigid regiment that I have to get up in the morning and I have to do all these exercises and whatever my commanding officer wants I have to do, and I, you know, I just want to get out of it as fast as possible, and they put me in the tanks, so I don't want to be there. No. We're not the chel of Hashem. We're the tzva'ot of Hashem. We have cheshe, we have desire. This is something that is beloved to us. Sichur Yitzchaskur on Chanukah 42. Yaakov Avinu says, Yeshli kol. You know what I have everything means? Kol is from the language of kalta l'chuascha nafshi. I desire your salvation. My soul desires it. The value of a Jew is desire. It's a koach ha-she'ifa v'atshuka, the wanting. And this is what parallels what Hashem did. Allah birtzono, Hashem desired to create the world and created the world. The whole essence of creation, of doing, is Allah b'machshava. He desired, it came to his mind. This is the shorish of us. You want to be successful in this world. The koach hashpa, the way to have influence is the pasuk. Poseach et yadecha umaspia. Open up your hand and Hashem is satisfied. Lechol chai, every human being, every living being. And in many ways of understanding this pasuk, Ratzon is the same letters, desire, as sinor, as a conduit. You want to know the conduit to get all these hashpaos and all this open hand? It's where is your ratzon? Where is your desire? It's a desire at the beginning of the week. It's a desire at the beginning of the day that we should wake up every day and we should say the end of 43, Shekol Yom B'Shachrit, you should have Yalhiva Nafsho Ben Esh Kodesh, you should have a fire like the an Esh Kodesh, a holy fire, that I want to do my Shlichus, my mission today, B'Shleimos, like Hashem wants me to do. I have Ishtokakus for this. Before every Avoda that I do, I have a Ritzon V'Sheifa, that I have a desire that this should be the Ritzon of Hashem. And according to my desire, Kifi Godel Sheifa Sheish La'adam, Lavo Lidei Asiyas Ritzon Yisparach B'Lev Avshalem, to the extent that you have a desire to do something with a full heart, to that extent, you're to be successful. My friends, this is our challenge. Our challenge is to look at ourselves as the legion of Hashem with the word tzav, with the word of tzvi, of desire. Wow, I'm in the army of Hashem. This is all I want. All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is make Hashem happy. All I want to do in the morning is make Hashem proud of me. All I want to do in the morning is be the best soldier to represent the Kiddush Shem Shemayim in this world. That's what I want. That's what I want to bring down to this world. That's what my whole essence is about. That's what the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. And this is why, my friends, on the Pasuk, V'lo Ra'am Al Yisrael, the Pasuk recorded before that Hashem saw no iniquity, this is all Moshe Moshe Shinerim in 45, the Arachayim writes, HaKadosh writes, the Tzaddikim, even when they do mitzvot that are involved in Torah, Lo ra amal b'Yisrael, they don't see it as an iniquity, or amal as a burden. They don't see it as a burden. El adrava kadam raviach kadam mishtashem v'shashuim l'rov chashka b'Torah. They see it as something that is desirable, something that's amazing, right? That famous mashal, the Dumna Magi. I'm not going through the whole mashal, which the Vilna Gaon said about a number of the mashalim of the Dumna Magi. They were contemporaries. That this is the amita. This is mamish emes. Not that the others weren't, but this is bullseye. And that is of the guy who, you know, asked a porter to bring his luggage up the stairs to his hotel room, or however you want to use the mushel. And the porter is lugging, and see, I'm not going for a marathon, and, you know, slipping it up all the stairs. And when they get to the third, fourth floor, he says, here's your luggage. And the guy says, it's not my luggage. He says, how do you know? I don't even look at it. He says, mine isn't so heavy that you should be huffing and puffing. If you think Torah is about huffing and puffing, and it's difficult, and it's hard, then you haven't really understood Torah. And he says this very clearly. He says, 46, Tzarich adam litbanon ba'atzmo be'ayin bochenet. You have to really take a hard look at yourself. V'kasher, says the Omoshe, ro'eh ba'atzmo shu margish, oh, v'sevil miyoto yudi. You feel it's like a burden. You feel like it's hard. You feel like it's a pain to be a Jew. He neis akuku l'bdika rabbi. You really have to check this person out because you're missing the boat. The Torah is about simcha. It's about mirov kol, of all the wonderful things Hashem has given us. It's a privilege, tzvaot, to be in this army of cheshek, of desire. And that's our job, my friends. As Bishvili Nivra Olam, Reb Brazil, Reb Shmuel Brazil, notes of 47, every person has to have a niguna pnimi shelo. Everyone has to have like an inner song, an inner niguna is more than a song, it's a melody in yourself. That when you sing this song, you feel this dveikus, you feel this connection to Hashem that fills your heart with desire to Hashem. and that you feel a hisavarus, a desire to do the will of Hashem. And this is something I recommend practically, that find yourself a song, a niggun, a song with words, a song without words, that when you sing that, you fill yourself up with just connection to Hashem, right? Whether it's Yedid Nefesh, Nipsof Nichsafti, or Lev Tahor V'Ali Elkim, you know, a new heart Hashem put in, whatever it is, that there's a song that you sing that you feel like, ah, I connect to Hashem. Because we know that song has the ability, as the Gross says, that song has the ability, or music has the ability, to revive the dead, to bring you back to Gan Eden, to bring you back to that point of clarity. And our job, when we are the soldiers of Hashem, is to aim for Yatzu Kol Tzivot Hashem Eretz Yisrael. Not Hotzi Hashem Ben Israel. We have to aim for the ones who go out on their own volition. To be in the army of Hashem, not just Tzivotam, part of that larger army, but the Tzivot Hashem, that higher will, that I know that I am as an individual here as part of the loyal legion of God. And every morning when I wake up, I have a passion to do His will. I have a desire to do His will. I recognize Eino and Mavato, there is nothing but Hashem. And my avdus, my service to Hashem, is not what I want to try to get out of. It's one, how can I do it even better? How can I be even more loyal? How can my whole mindset not be, what do I get out of this? But what nachat ruach do I bring to Hashem? When we left Egypt, this was the gift that Hashem gave us. This is the essence of what it means to be a Yid, to mean to be a Jew. One title, it's not B'nai Israel. This idea of the Legion of Hashem, the Army of Hashem, encompasses so much more of what Hashem had in mind. I took you out of Egypt, B'etzem Hayom HaZeh, in the middle of the day, I took you out of being slaves to become my servants. Servants is a wrong word, to become my special army, the yakar, the inner army, the inner guards, better word, of guarding Hashem's presence in this world, standing up for the values of the Torah in this world, being Moser Nefesh, who has an umbrella? I'm going to go all out. I am ready to do the will of Hashem at any expense. And that's the bracha I have for all of us. We find that niggun, we find that song that we can sing during the day that will inspire us, that will bring us this level of closeness so that we will walk around with pride, with that uniform, with that inner and outer uniform of I am part of the army of Hashem, the Tzivos Hashem, and I wear this with pride and with loyalty.